Okay, today is Daf Yud Dalad. We are on Yud Gimel Amud Beis by the two dots on the bottom. Here we go. Also, a very difficult Daf today. Ketad.
Not tomorrow. No, Tuesday.
Yeah. Ketad Molel. Tomorrow also a little bit. Ketad Molel. How do you do Melila? Remember we said yesterday that if you want to separate grain from the stalk, you can do it by rubbing. What exactly does that mean? Now, I'm not exactly sure what the Gemara's question is, and I'm not sure what the answer is. But Ketad Molel, says Rashi in the second bottom line, Biyantif. Darminan Le'el, we said yesterday, Molin Molilos. You're allowed to rub the grains off the stalk. For who vada shinu boy mi'uvda d'chol. You for sure have to do it with a shinui. So how exactly do you do it? So... Correct. Correct. So it could be, back to what we keep on saying, that since it's before Lisha, and we allow it, there has to be some kind of shinui. That's probably what's going on here. Abaya Mishmei Derav Yosef Amar, Chada Achada. One finger on one finger. Okay? Meaning, you put the tvua between your finger, your forefinger and your thumb, and you rub it off. Rav Avya Mishmei Derav Yosef Amar, Chada Atarti. One finger against two fingers. Rav Amar, Kivan de Mashani, since you're doing it different, Afilu Achada Akulu Nami. Even one finger against all the other fingers is also a shinui. Right. I'm not sure what that means.
That means you do it with one hand.
What?
Not with one hand.
One hand is opposed to two hands. Okay. Ketad minafeach. How do you... We said yesterday that you're allowed to blow off the chaff off your hand. How do you do that? Again, it's a difficult question, difficult answer. Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava, Amar Rav, minafeach, you blow mikishrei etzbaosav. From the edges of your fingers, Rashi says v'lo bakapo, not your palm. Ulamayla, and up. Machachu alei b'marava. They laughed about that when they heard that in Marava in Eretz Yisrael. They laughed about that. Kiva de Mishani, since you're doing a shinui, afilu kuli yadinami. You can even do your whole hand. Ela amar of Elazar, menafeach biyado achas ubekol kocho. You can blow with one hand and all your koach. Okay. Next Mishnah. Next Mishnah is about, the next Mishnah is more Shinui. Next Mishnah is more Shinuyim. Okay, here we go. Beishame of Omrim. Beishame says like this. Tavlin, if you want to crush spices, Nidochin b'maduch shel eitz, you have to use a wooden pestle. That's not how you normally do it. It's a Shinui. V'hamelach, and if you want to do salt, b'pach, what's a pach? A small plate, ube'etz haparur, and with a wooden spoon. Another shinui. Ube'etz hilal omrim, tavlin nidochin kedarkin. Now, tavlin you can do your regular way. B'madud shel evan, with a stone one. That's regular. Melach b'madud shel eitz. And salt, you have to use a wooden one. So he holds that salt needs a shinui, but a different kind of shinui. The kuli alma mihas says the Gemara. The kuli alma mihas melech boy shini. Everybody agrees that salt needs a shini. Everybody holds. Even beshil. My time of why? Rav Huna, Rav Chista, Charamar, Kol Kederos Kulan Tzrichan Melech. Thank you. Every dish requires salt. Every dish has salt in it. Therefore, it's much more common. Therefore, it's much more used. Therefore, even beshil hold, you have to have a shini. Ve'en Kol Kederos Tzrichan Tavlin. Not everything needs Tavlin. People don't like it, it doesn't taste good, they're allergic, whatever, all the different things. What?
Therefore,
it's not so common, therefore, it's not uvda d'chol, therefore, it's not such a necessary.
You need a shinui.
If it's somebody's ill, you don't need a shinui. Once in a blue moon, you're going to do it, you don't need a shinui.
That doesn't change the fact that it's uvda d'chol. What does common practice make it?
Okay, that's a good question, actually. So Rashi has a different thing. Rashi says, if you know or not. Well, the Gemara is going to say that. Let's just do a few more lines in the Gemara, and then that's one answer. One answer is because you don't know if you're going to need it, basically, right? You don't know if you're going to need it. So I'll give you for sure no. This I don't know. Sometimes yes, sometimes not, right? V'chad Amar, another answer, Kol hatavlin mefigin taimon. All spices change the food's flavor. Right? V'melach eno mefiga taimo. And melach doesn't.
No, the spices change their own flavor. They lose their flavor.
Oh, they lose their flavor and salt doesn't. May benayhu. One second. May benayhu. What's the difference between these two answers? What's the difference? Says the Gemara. Ike benayhu. The yada my kedera boy lev shule. I know what I'm going to be cooking. I know all the ingredients. If I know all the ingredients, says Rashi. Diada me esmo, my kader bov. So lishnakama, according to the first version, where the issue was, whether you know or not, boy shinui, you need a shinui. Then even Batil would agree. Lelek the lishnabasra, lo boy shinui. According to the second version, you don't need a shinui. Inami or bimorika. Or we're talking about.
If you don't need it.
One second, let me just finish one more line, and then we'll explain. Inami bimorika. Another difference between these two answers is morika. What's morika? It's some kind of spice, says Rashi. Tavlin shel morika ikibinahu. Sheish kedira shemetavlin osa bekarkom. There are some people that use karkom, which is morika. The eno mafik taimo im nadach mebojom. And it doesn't lose its flavor if you crush it before yantif. But who lo haviyada ma'ivashal macha? But you don't know if you can eat it or not. I don't know. So lulishna basra boy shinui. According to the second version, you require a shinui. Lulishna why? Because it doesn't lose its flavor. Lulishna kama lo boy shinui. But according to the first version, you don't, because I didn't know if I was going to eat it or not.
I'm missing something.
I'm also missing something.
I'm sorry. If he doesn't need it.
I didn't mean it like that.
If
what?
He doesn't need it.
Yeah. No, you don't know if you're going to need it. You don't know.
But at the time that he's deciding, he doesn't need it.
So then it's yontif. So then it's yontif. So now get yourself a shinui. That's what we're saying.
So you decide on yontif what you're
going to
do.
Yeah. You never heard of something called a lady who changes her mind very often? So I didn't realize I was going to use that. Oh, I need the other thing. Oh, you want to use that spice now? But now it's yontif. You have to use the shinui. What?
Why is tchina different than bishul? I don't understand.
What?
Why is tchina different than bishul? Bishul, you have the issue.
He asked that before when we started. So we said in the first page of this masechta that yontif, you're allowed to do ochel nefesh. You're allowed to cook. Can you harvest on yontif? No, you're not allowed to do that.
Right.
So we said. So Tosfos said a statement. Any malacha after lisha, lisha's kneading. Any malacha after Lisha, in the order of 39 malachas, Lisha is number 10. Cooking is number 11. The first 9, you're not allowed to do. That's what Tosfos said. But yesterday and today, we're dealing with malachos that are in the first 9. Disha, Techina, we're going to get to Borer soon. These malachos, that's not so simple. It can't be that you can't grind on Yontif. Everybody does that, right? And do people do it? People grind on yontif?
Depends what.
You don't grind
pepper pieces for your lunch.
Right. So then it gets into the question of, well, could you have done it beforehand? Well, you could cook also beforehand, but you're allowed to. Right? So we're trying to figure out exactly what the parameters are. Yesterday I said to what's his name in the front of him, you know how to cook yontif? To Ariel, you know how to yontif? He says, not really. I said, let me ask you. He says, yeah, I hate your question. I said, I don't know. I don't know. I hate your question. Like, who knows this stuff?
I don't
mind. Because most people, I think that when it comes to food and alcohol, like, oh, it's a food thing. I'm not saying they sit with a pestle, but I'm saying most people, all right, it's not yontif.
Right. So there are different. It's definitely not the same thing as Shabbos. But you're not allowed to plow on yontif. That you for sure can't do. You can't forget plowing. Nobody does. You can't even harvest. You know, go outside and pick some apples off the tree. Now you can't do that.
We're not.
Yeah. So the answer basically we gave was for cooking, for normal eating at the table.
If you can do it in advance.
And it might be a lot of cooking. You do a lot of cooking even though you can cook in advance. Yeah. You're still allowed to.
Yeah. We can do today.
Right.
Us today.
So, but I'm saying today. Or even then. You're sitting at the table. You have to take the bones off the fish, like on Shabbat. You might not have to. I don't know exactly what the story is.
Is that the first 9 bores?
Yeah, bores in the first. So is what?
Why is that? That's the
But what was supposed to about? What kind of mission is this? The mission should have said ain't tchina biyantif. Period. Ain't borer biyantif. Ain't disha biyantif. We don't have that. Yesterday's daf is very complicated. How do you get the things? It's not so simple. So the answer is there is such a thing as disha biyantif and borer and tchina. What the parameters are? It's very hard. We're learning daf yomi. It's very hard. Right, so that did you know? Could you do it with a shinoi? All these factors. I looked yesterday at, because tomorrow on Amud Beis, we're going to get to Borer. I looked at that machaber there. Yeah, and my head was spinning. And the Mishnah Berurah is massive Mishnah Berurah there in Kuf Yud, in Hilchas Yontif. Nobody learns that. It's very hard. It was very hard. I was like looking at it. What? I was looking at it. I was like, oh my goodness. I was like, I couldn't even say it over today. This condition, the other condition, back and forth, back and forth. It was so complicated. You know? All right. I'm sorry, I wish I had more answers. I just need more time to go through the whole sugya. Really, you know? Okay. Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Kol hanidokin, nidokin kedarkon, afilu melech. All spices can be done regular. You can crush everything, even salt. One second. Amarta melech bo yishine, but we'll do it about our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said it requires a shine. Well, Yehuda Amar ki haitana. He has a different brisa. The Tanya, Amar Meir, Lo nechlegu beishami ubitzil on the dochen shid dochen kedarkan umelachim mohen. They're not arguing about the fact that you're allowed to crush spices regular, even salt. That's not what they're arguing about. Lo nechlegu el ducha bifne atma. Can you do it by itself? If you have others, of course, the question is by itself. She beishami omrim melach bepach ubeit haporer litzli avalola kedera. Beishami says salt with a plate. With a wooden thing for tali avalola kadera for spices, yes, but not for a kadera. What's the difference? That's considered a tircha yisera.
Yeah, why would in a pot make a difference?
It's a tircha yisera. Roasting is not so much work, and a pot is more work. That's the only thing I can tell you.
Not for cooking.
What?
Not in a pot. For cooking.
For cooking, but it's. Exactly. So it's more of a tircha. It's more of a tircha when you're using it for a pot roast as opposed to a barbecue. It's more of a tircha. That far we didn't want to allow. Ubatil omer b'chal davar. Anything. B'chal davar so good that anything? No. Elayim alichal davar. For anything. Okay. Amalei Rav Acha bar dela levrei ki dayachas atali atzule v'duch. When you crush, do it sideways. So it's a shinoi. Okay, do it sideways. It's a very abnormal thing to do. You're not crushing it with the top, you're crushing it with the handle. Right? It's a sheen.
It's
a side, exactly. Rashashis, Shama Kol Bukhna, Rashashis is walking down the street and he hears the sound of crushing. He hears the sound of crushing. So some lady, someone in the kitchen, is crushing. So Amri says, Hi Lav Magavde Debesihu. That's not for my house, because my wife doesn't do that. I don't want to do that on Yom Tov to crush. I'm not supposed to do that. Vidilma Atule Atli. Maybe she was doing it on the side, which everyone holds it could do. No, the shame, the have tzalol kale. No, because it sounded much better than that. It sounded it was a good, nice, good crushing. It couldn't have been from the side.
How can you tell what he was crushing? Maybe she was crushing something that was mutter. Tavlin have a different kind of sound. He has really good hearing.
What? Yeah, well, he was blind. Rishashis, right? So he had extra super hearing. Could be. Now, in the Tosvos of Ikka Benayhu, he goes through the whole back and forth about grinding on Yontif and not. I just want to read the last two lines of this Tosvos. Look what he says. He says, Vahamachmir, if you're Machmir, Leduchon me Erev Yontif, Harbe Biyachad. If you mach me to do it on Erev Yontif, do it all on Erev Yontif. Don't get into the Shiloh. What a complicated Shiloh. We don't even understand the words of the Gemara. You know, if we could translate the words of the Gemara, we could translate them into English, we don't even understand what the Gemara is saying. What's the Gemara even saying? Can you? Can't you? Shin it? We don't even know what the Gemara is talking about. We're just reading words, like almost like David and Ashrei. Says the Tosfos, it's a whole Tosfos here, back and forth. If you mach me to do it before the Yisborech be'elokim u'b'shem ha'miyuchad. You'll be blessed by Hashem and His holy singular name, His special name. Such an unusual thing for Tosfos to say, right?
It's just
What?
Very
untouchless like.
The same thoughts he brought yesterday on the rabbi, the Machir, the last two lines in the.
Yeah.
Right, the sheet that he brought about the. Everyone should have an old coach of bracha.
Right.
Correct.
So Tosfos says, listen, I hear back and forth. It's not so simple. You machmir, Hashem will bless you. That's the bottom line. A machmir, yivarek, it's unbelievable words. Yivarek be'elokim u'b'shem ha'miyuchad. Unbelievable. What do you put twice? Elokim and shem ha'miyuchad? I don't know. The whole thing's on Tosfos like, right? The, that's it. So I don't know. I'm not a cook. I don't know what goes on in the kitchen. I the less I know, I think the better off everyone is. But you see, it's not an easy topic. It's not an easy topic at all.
I think if you're more familiar with the process, it would be easier.
Correct. And I think if people had what do you mean? No, I think if people had closure, they'd be more satisfied.
Yeah.
But I just don't have the ability to give an answer. If people had an answer, tell me it's answer. I can't even say that.
I think if I wanted to give the shiur, I would be like, oh, okay.
Right, exactly.
It's easy. You go home, throw out your pestle, you're covered.
And do it before Yontif.
Yeah. Well, we don't wait. You see, we have to work today.
Correct.
Right, everything's pestled already.
Correct.
Yeah, you need to know this. Just like in case you lose a calendar, you have to hold one day. When you move your... You don't always
okay, next. Tanur Rabbanon.
No, it's not applicable to us. It's not applicable to us. We don't have to shut the animal on the other because we have a refrigerator and pull it out. We don't make medication.
Right. Tanur Rabbanon. Next. Ain osin tisni. You don't make tisni on Yontif. What's tisni? Says Rashi. What's tisni? Beyontif. You don't make tisni on Yontif. Shetorech gadalhu. That's a big pain in the neck. It takes a long time. Shekotesh hachitin. You crush the wheat, ad shenechlokim aleph la'arba, till you cut one kernel into four parts. Kedamina b'mod cotton. Okay, so that you can't do.
You can do tchina, but not for a big one.
Right, I know.
I mean, can make a big elaborate meal? Can you cook elaborate?
That makes sense, though.
Can you cook
for 1 minute? 1 minute.
Think about that. That makes sense.
Why?
It does make sense. It's a big tircha.
Because it's not only a big tircha, but if you want a little bit of salt, you have to put the salt in.
Yeah.
By the way, it makes a lot of sense. I'll tell you why. You know, we learned on that first page that the reason why you can't, where did Lisha ve'Eilech come from? Where'd that come from? From Lisha and Eilech you can do, but the one before you can't do. Where'd that come from? So Tosfos was said it's based on a pasuk. That's based on a pasuk. But the Rambam said no. The Rambam said because it's still Yontif. If we allow, it's arbitrary. Cooking, you're allowed to do Yontif. Cooking, you're allowed to. We're going to let you plow on Yontif? Your whole Yontif will be out in the field. What kind of Yontif is that? So to sit for 6 hours to make a dish, don't do that. Don't make that dish. What kind of tirch is that?
We don't have that rule.
Yes, we do. One second. That's what the Gemara is saying.
A 6 hour dish.
That's what the Gemara is saying. To grind and do all these malachos. It's a big tirch. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying.
Outright, that's exactly what the Gemara
is saying. She has some elaborate dish she wants to make from the.
Then do it beforehand.
It's like the same thing as Shabbos. You don't do something because it's just.
Now, what about the bake a challah, which is mutter, to do spend 10 hours doing that? So you can't answer that, but you get the drift. So you shouldn't do that. The ain koshin the machteshes. You also can't use a machteshes. What's a machteshes? Some kind of what?
A mortar,
exactly. Tarti? What is that? Two separate things? Is that two separate ideas? Number one, don't make tisni. Number two, don't use the machteshes. Hachikamar, ma tam ein osin tisni. Why can't I make the tisni? Is it because what I just said before, because it takes too long? Maybe not. Lefisha ein kosin b'machteshes. No, it's because we don't want you using these big kalim. Why? Because we don't want people using industrial kalim on Yontif. That makes sense. Hey, you want to do it in the kitchen to make a little... Okay, fine. But to have this big production on Yontif, that's not really what Yontif is about. Why don't we just say, don't use a big machteshes? Why don't we just say that? Don't make tisni, which is... Why say that in such a long way? Long-winded. Itani ain't kosher machteshes. If I would have said that, hani havamina, I would have thought, hani mili machteshes gedola. That's a big machteshes. Ava machteshes katana ima shaper dummy. But a little one, yeah? Come on, Sean, you can't even use a little one. I vatanya ain't also machteshes gedola, aval kosher the machteshes katana. Yeah, but 1 second. We have another bride that says you are allowed to use a small one. So what's going on? Amar baya, Hitanya nami masnisan be machteshes gedola tanya. No, no, no. That Bryce said you can't use any machteshes. Machteshes gedola. What does that mean? Kitanya nami masnisa, right? Machteshes gedola tanya. Right?
Yeah, but tisni cannot be made even in a small one.
Correct. Tisni cannot even in a small one. That's Rabbi's answer. Rava Amar, lo kasha. Now, the whole thing's not a kasha. Halon halahu. It depends where you are. In Babel or Eretz Yisrael. What's the difference? What's the difference? The difference is, Rashi explains, halon, the less lon avdi, the mezalzali. We have our servants are not going to be mezalzal. And in Eretz Yisrael, halahu, Dislu Abdi Dimazali, for ocean gedola, for omen katana asinu. Yeah, we did the big one, we used the big one, but we told everybody we used the small one. By us, they're not gonna lie like that, so we can allow the small one. By then, the bunch of lowlifes the Avadim over there in Eretz Yisrael, we can't allow it. Because they took advantage and they crossed over the line. And then he says, Rav Papi, Ikla Lebe Mar Shmuel, Rav Papi went to Mar Shmuel to visit Aisile Daisa, they brought him out Daisa, Falawakal he wouldn't eat it. Right, Velach, he didn't eat it. The Dilma Machteshes Ketana Vudua. Maybe they use Machteshes Ketana, which is okay. Chaziyah Deha Dayek Tvei. So it was too fine for that. It was too fine to use a small one. It was too much, too fine. The Dilma, we had small Avdu. Maybe it happened yesterday. Right? Avdu Chaziyah Deha Vikalef Tahara. He saw it was too shiny. It looked too good to be done yesterday.
Too fresh.
Too fresh. Vibay Zema, Shani Beimar Shmuel, Dika Pritsusa Adavdi. Or it could be the other shot. He knew that his servants were a bunch of Prutsim and Tulolas, and they violated the halachas of Yantav. So he didn't want to eat it. Again, what exactly the parameters are, I don't know. It's very hard. Now the next mission is Borer. Right? Not going to get any easier. Right? Next, Mishnah. Haborer Kitnigas Beyantav. Let's see, you want to do Borer on Kitnigas on Yantav. Beishamai Omrim. Borer, ochel, the ochel. You borer the food, and you eat the food. Right?
This is talking about Sukkot and Shavuot, not Pesach.
Why? But everyone holds that before the Middle Ages, everyone ate kidneys. Sfaradim still eat it, by the way.
What?
Sfaradim still eat it. It's not chametz. Just bear that in mind. It's not chametz.
When did it happen?
In the middle, the first time it's mentioned is in like the 1200s. The Mechaber Paskins, which there are models in the argued, you can't make matzah out of kidneys. And you can't make matzah out of kidneys, you can't have kidneys that's chametz.
Right.
They go hand in hand. Right? That's why when quinoa was discovered, the first thing they did was make sure it's not chametz. They make sure it's not one of the five grains. It's not an offshoot of one of the five grains. So whatever properties the five, that's a big test. That's very important. Because if it's chametz, you can't have it at all, right?
Yeah, that's
not the very thing, because... No, they
did a test. Because potatoes is kidneys, according to the test.
No, it's a chametz.
No,
but when they found quinoa, the first thing is make sure it's a chametz. Make sure it's not a one of the five grains. But they have to make sure. They know what it was. So they did tests on it, and it wasn't machmetz. It wasn't machmetz. It wasn't machmetz the way the five grains are machmetz. So they ruled it out. It's not one of the five grains.
Maybe.
By the way, what is a...
Kidneys is anything that you can...
It's anything they said it is.
Exactly. Yeah. Anything you can make into an item that can be used for...
paste?
Yeast.
It's not true.
Not a paste. Not a yeast. Yeast for a meal.
Really? It's not true at all. Mustard kidneys. What can you do with mustard?
You can make it into a meal.
You can't make a bread out of it. You cannot. You cannot. You cannot. That's exactly.
No, it's more that you can mimic chametz.
No.
Not
no. Why beans? Beans?
What about peas? What about peas?
Yeah, beans.
What about peas? You can't make bread out of peas. There's no rhyme or reason to kidney, says Ramosha. There's no rhyme or reason. And there are things that you would think our kidney should be and are not, like potatoes. So Ramosha, there's no rhyme or reason for it. No, but it's not true. But the Matzias is not, you're right, that's what everyone thinks that. But the Matzias is not true.
String beans are
kidneys. That's why, what?
String beans are right. Kidneys and it's not.
That's
not
right.
Kidneys, yeah.
That's why Ramosha mastered peanuts. For that reason. It's a new world discovery. It's a new world, didn't have in the old world. Peanuts didn't exist in Europe. It's only in the new world. So Ramosha, let's go through kidney. What is it? So I can't figure out what it is. This is no. Rav Moshe said that. There's no rhyme or reason.
It's not any promise for it.
So Rav Moshe said. Rav Moshe said whatever the Chachamim asserted as a minhag of kitnias, for whatever reason they had. The Mishnah Berurah quotes three reasons for kitnias. The three reasons contradict each other. Whatever reasons there were, right? The Mishnah Berurah quotes three reasons. It's really two reasons. Same reason twice. He really quotes three reasons. Two and a half reasons. Whatever those reasons are. Whatever those reasons are. Says Rav Moshe, we have to follow the minhagim of our forefathers. Therefore, to make up new minhagim, that I don't want to do. The problem is, you can't buy kosher Pesach peanuts today. Okay. So the question is, why not?
But that tshuva
is the source to allow quinoa. Right. So it's a funny thing. Quinoa they allow, and peanuts they don't allow. So it's a funny. I've asked people, I asked the rabbis, what's up with the peanuts? Why is everyone so machmer on the peanuts? And they use the same Rav Moshe's understanding, which, if you think about it, Rav Moshe's 100% right. They use that same logic to matter quinoa. I just don't have an answer.
Did they matter quinoa?
This year they finally did.
Yeah. The whole year you don't need quinoa. Last year quinoa.
Star K matted in 2007, 2008 already. Yeah. And if you go to the Star K website and you look at the source for it, the reason why they matter it, the reason why they matter is because of the Rav Moshe's tshuva. The problem with that tshuva is he matters also peanuts. That's the tshuva. I Rav Moshe, if you read that tshuva, he says in there, I can't understand why some things yeah and some things no. Because they're all rule breakers of the reasons why we have kidneys. Is they don't, it's mustard, doesn't it? And he says, anise. What's anise? Coriander.
The spices.
That should be,
says. This is what you make arak.
Is that kidneys? No.
No, it can't be.
But he says it should be.
Those are spices, though.
Right? What?
Those are spices, though.
Coriander seeds?
Coriander is like spice.
Oh, like licorice. Uh-huh. What's those? Kimmel. What's kimmel? Caraway. I'm sorry. Caraway. Right. So caraway. Is that kidneys?
I don't know.
I think he said, Moshe talks about...
I don't eat bread on Pesach. I never came up with that problem.
Caraway. Caraway. Obviously. Caraway is another one of those. Caraway, whatever. I don't remember what caraway is or not. It's another rule breaker. Caraway is another rule breaker, says Rav Moshe. Whichever way it goes, it still breaks the rule. So Rav Moshe says, I don't really get it. By the way, if you look at the OU's book this year on Pesach, they have a whole section now on quinoa. They have a whole introduction about that you have to keep them in hugging. It's exactly what word for Rav Moshe said. You have to keep them in hugging, even if you don't understand it. There was a reason back then. Maybe today we don't understand, but it doesn't make a difference. You still have the whole treatment. That's exactly what Rav Moshe wrote. So I can't understand it. You know? It's very interesting. How do we get on this topic anyway? Yeah, because of our kidney is over here.
It's like the same machlokas with turkey.
No, it's not the same machlokas at all.
Turkey is also to do with sorra.
The overwhelming majority of people eat it. Overwhelming what? Majority.
Turkey.
Overwhelming majority. You have a few machmir who don't.
Why don't they eat turkey?
Because there's no mesorah for it. Because it's a new world.
In general, you mean?
In general. Yeah. Overwhelming majority. By the way, you should know. And I brought this up. I told this to the rabbi. Everybody in the world, for Hilchas Safras, uses turkey as a quill. They use turkey feathers. Okay. Nobody will use the feather from a zebra, a bone from a zebra to make a quill out of it. Nobody will do that. And from a non-kosher animal, everybody, you see the pictures in the Hamadiyah by the Ksiva Sefer Torah and the Gedolim, they're only turkey, but using turkey for a quill. Because they have the best quills. So they all hold from that. So even the Machmir won't eat it. Every Sefer Torah is written with a turkey feather.
What
so you're right. I don't know if anyone realizes that. They don't realize that. You know, I don't think anyone realizes that. What they do, they say, come, they say, hey, use this. What is it? But nobody knows what it is. Everybody. In the Tazi Gemara, they use the reed. Right? So at some point, someone will, hey, these are much better. They're better, they're stronger, they don't crack, they're finer, whatever it is. Everybody uses a turkey feather. So even if you don't eat it, Nobody will use a treif animal to write a Sefer Torah. Nobody will do that. Right? So how treif really is it, even if he's such a machmer? Nobody realizes that. It's good to keep that in your... What? It's a good one, right? It's a good one.
It's good for the arsenal.
It's good for the arsenal, right? Okay. Back to the story. Habora kidneyus biyantif. Somebody's doing bora on kidneyus biyantif. Oh yeah, so even if it's on Pesach, if you're a Sephardi, and even if it was before they made the gzera, which Bishami Tel never heard from kidneyus. Anyway, Bishami omrim, bora v'ochel, v'ochel. Bora ochel v'ochel. You bora the ochel, and you eat it. Now, that's basically like Shabbos, right? That's not like a weekday. Weekday, you can do whatever you want. Says the Mishnah, Bishami says, bora ochel v'ochel. Ubeis Hillel omrim, bora kedarko b'cheko. You can do bora a regular way, in your lap. What does that in your lap mean? Bekone and ubetamchui, with small kalim, avalo betavla, below banafa, below vakivra. Now with other kinds of bigger kalim, more professional bora kalim. Rabbi Gamil omer afme diak v'shola. You can even wash it off and wet it and wash it off. Tanya, omer Gamil. The Medav Amar Murim. Beis Hillel says no. Beis Hillel says there's no shinoi.
Just saying, use a different pot. The pot's got to be a.
That's not a shinoi. That's you can do borer the way you do it during the week, just not with a very fancy kli. That's all.
Not an industrial level.
Which by the way, which is very consistent with what we've been saying all along, that for meal to meal. These malachas are okay. That's what we've been saying. Meal to meal, they're okay. So it says Rabbi Gamliel. The metaphor mamurim. When is all this true? Kisha ochel meruba ala psolis. If ochel is there's more ochel than psolis, aval psolis meruba ala ochel. But if there's more psolis than ochel, divri hakol no tolas ochel umniyeches apsolis. Everybody holds you have to do it the Shabbos way. Take the ochel out. Psolas, this is why it's so complicated. Psolas, meruba ala ochel, miyik aman d'shari. So one second, is anyone who has to say that's mutter? What are you telling me? It's a big chiddush? No, it's not a chiddush at all. Says Rashi, something fascinating. Miyik aman d'shari, afilu talfilu. You can't even touch that. Why? To eat v'hai b'teli le mi'utu l'gabi ruba. It's bottle. V'hava le kukule psolas v'lo chazi. The whole thing, you have. Imagine this. You have a bowl of peanut shells. And in the peanut shells, a whole bowl full of shells, there's two or three peanuts in there. So the whole thing is bottle, no? The good ones are bottle. That's a funny thing to say. The good ones are bottle in the shells, therefore the whole thing is muksa. What are these shells for? That's what Rashi says. That's what the Gemara says. If there's more psalus than ochel, then nobody holds it can eat it. Very strange thing. Anyway, no, lo tzricha, the nafish petircha. No. When we said that there's more, it's a big tircha. But v'zutar b'shira. No, it's mork ochel. But it's a big pain in the neck. It's some kind of big pain in the neck. It's not that there are black jelly beans and red jelly beans, and I'm allergic to black ones. If I eat a black one, I'll die. So those are considered psolos. No, I'm not talking about that. It's black and red. Mama, she can see them. Black and white. I can see them so clearly. No, it's a big pain in the neck. Like what? I don't know. You have to find some, maybe pistachio nuts, or one of these things where it's a big pain in the neck to make the get the ochel out of the psolos. But there's more ochel than psolos. Okay? Okay. Next, Rabbi Gamliel Omer Af Mediach V'Shola. You could even wet it and wash it off. Tanya Omer Balaz.
I'm surprised they don't make a. You should always do the same way. Because you're going to confuse them.
Correct. But it's much more convenient to do it the way you want, right? So on Yontif, that's what I'm saying. Again, on Yontif, it could be different. Tanya Omer Balazar Bar Tzadok. They brought a bucket full of adashim. Adashim are lentils. They got it wet. The chaff floated to the top. The psalm up to the top took it right off. Right? He said it's okay. I vartanya ipcha. The Lord wants the opposite, that the good stuff goes to the top. Well, okasha. Ha ba'afra. What goes to the bottom is afar. Vaha begili. What's gili?
Straw.
Right. Depends what the chaff is, whether it'll float to the top or the bad floats or the good floats to the top.
So you can remove the psolus from the outfield?
He said yeah. on Yontif, yeah, meal to meal, right? Beishamay Omer, next. Ein mishalchin b'yontif ela monos. You're only allowed to send to a friend monos. Monos means portions, like shalach monos. Monos, a port. You want to send to your friend, you have to taste this this meat my wife made. Oh, you must have a slice of it. That you can send. Ubetil omim, mishalchin behema chayim v'of. You can send it the cow. You send your neighbor. Do me a favor. Take this down their block. Bring it to what's his name. He'll shaft it.
Let him taste it.
He'll shaft it. It's one good looking cow. Let him take the cow. You can send it. Why does Basil say you can't? Because again, it's tichy you say. What are you sending, a cow? Right? Ben chayin, ben shchutin. He can send it whether it's alive or not. Meshalchin, yonos. He can send wine. Shmonim, oil. Shmonim is oil. Saltos is soles, the flour. The kidney is, right? Avalo tfua, not tfua. And Rav Shimon matnei b'tfua. Rav Shimon even said you can send tfua. Tony Rav Yechiel learned ubulvad shelo yasena b'shura. But you can't make an assembly line of people. What's the problem with that? So Rashi says on top. Rashi says, but the first Rashi in the Gemara lo yishalech hadorin ayde anashim harbe. Don't send 20 people to go bring some meat to your neighbor. You want to taste what your wife made? Don't send 20 people. Why not? The ashva milsa. That's a big production. Venera kimolichin lemcha b'shuk. It looks like they're going to the market to buy stuff. Don't send the whole production of people. Okay. Kana ein shura pechusa mishlosh shabiradim. It's not a shura for less than 3 people. By Rabashi, tlasa gavi v'tlasa mini mai. But I have 3 people with 3 portions. So each one has one. What's the story with that? Teiku, that we don't know. It's a question. Is that a production or not a production? Then we said, you said 3 people already is no good.
So
but what if
3 people in 3 different places?
That's okay.
So it's 3 people in 3
portions. Right. Rav Shimon matei b'tvua, Tanya. Rav Shimon matei b'tvua, kigon chitin, lasos mehem gludios, wheat to make some wheat dish. So orin, wheat and lefnei behemto, or barley to give to the animal food. Adashim, lasos mehem resisin, or adashim to make some kind of dish out of adashim. Okay? Good?
Excellent.
Next Mishnah. Meshalachin kelim, you can send clothing, bein tfurin, whether they're sewn, ubein she'en on tfurin, whether they're not sewn. Why? Because you can always have a use for it, a shmata, something, you can send that over, a towel. Afal pi, she'esh ben klayim, even if it's klayim. Dehein, l'tzarech hamoed, as long as the guy needs it. Avalo sandal hamasumer, you can't send a sandal hamasumer, which you're not allowed to wear that, right? It's like spiked sandal, you can't wear that. You can't send a shoe that's not finished. That has no purpose. What's someone going to do with that? Rabbi Yehuda Omer af lo min alavon. You can't even send a white shoe the nation tarich uman because it's not finished either. Nobody wears white shoes except for the ice cream man. Nobody does that, right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer af lo min alav. Oh, I said that. Zaklal kol shani osin bo biyantef mishalchan osel. If it has a use, you can send it to your friend. Oh, Bishlam Tfurin, I understand you're gonna send over clothing, Chazul Lamalvish. Right? I heard he doesn't have a tie. Send him over a tie, a nice tie, and let him Shana Tfurinami, Chazul Ksuye. Even if it's not, it's a cloak, you could like a blanket, that El Klayim, my Chazi. What could you do with Klayim? What do you do with that? Fhi Tema Chazul Lamimach Tuse, you could use it to sit on. No, I'll do that. Fatanya. Loyal Olecha. I would think you could use it underneath. You can't do that. Because it might go into your flesh, and then you're wearing, so to speak, klayim. You put something in between, right? I sent over a sheet of klayim, so I'll use that as a bottom sheet. Then I'll put a sheet on top of that, and then I'll sit there, right? Amar B'Shem Ben Pazi, Amar B'Shem Ben Levi, Amar B'Yosi Ben Shol, Amar Rebbe, Mishum Kehila Kedisha Yerushalayim, Afilu Eser Matzah, Zul Gabzu, Klayim Tachleim, Asal Yishan Levi. Even if it's 10 mattresses below this Klayim, you can't sit on the 10th mattress on top, and there's 9 good in between. You're not allowed to sit on it. It's all Klayim. So what are you sending Klayim for?
What do you mean? But it says that if you, a person who sells clothes, he's allowed to carry Klayim.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, he is. The loch is because that's not considered a Lagush.
Yeah, but you're sending it on Yontif. That's what we're saying, right?
No, but
there's no Israel. There's no Israel having climb in your house.
No, but
it's not like chametz.
There's an issue to sit on it, but
that's right. So
the
Gemara asks that question: how do you try on climb? How do you try it on? It's not a simple answer. The Gemara says it's a davashena mitzchavin, but it's a psik resha because you get hanah. It's a very complicated sugya, but we're not talking about that. So I'm sending it over. So what are you sending it over? What can the guy do with it? Right? What can the guy do with it? It's klayim. What are you doing with it? So Gemara answers, Ella bevilon. No, he's using it for a curtain. He's using it for a curtain. That's a lot of use for a curtain, right? Amr ula b'nema amru vilon tamei. One second. Why is a vilon tamei? B'nei hashamish mischanim kinegdo. Because sometimes the shamash is a little chilly, he'll go wrap himself in the curtain, you know? Right? Go wrap himself in the curtain a little bit. So still a problem. Ella, vikashin, it's hard. It's a hard curtain, right? V'chi ha da amar of huna pered of Yeshua. Hai nitma nimta gamda de narash. Some beged that comes from the town of Narash, Sharia, is mutter. Because it doesn't give you any warmth, and it's hard, and it's not a problem of klayim. Umr of papa, ardalia lion, another kind of beged, something with the shoes. Ain behem yishum klayim. It's not a problem of klayim because it's considered hard. Okay, we'll stop here. Just wait. I want to do the tosfos. We have a few minutes. The tosfos in the bottom here. Mipnei ma umru vilan tame. Mipnei shasham. Why is a vilan tame? A curtain. A curtain is not a can't do anything with a curtain. Why is it tamei? Because a shamit will go wrap himself in it sometimes. Ask Tosfos, Vim Tomar, Vaparoches Hamishkan. What about the Paroches in the Mishkan, in the Beis Hamikdash? The Paroches, Amar Bepara Gidanoshe, the Mekabel Tuma. It can become tamei. Right? We have that Gemara, the Shalosh Meos Kahanim, 300 Kahanim came to Tovel in the Mitzvah. How to get tamei? The Atal Gav the high time of Lo Shayach Pahu. What are you going to tell me? Somebody wrapped himself in it? He was cold?
No, a sheretz.
What?
Sheretz, maybe?
A sheretz touched it?
Yeah.
The Yesh Lomar, the shiny peroches, towel, the mekaf kaikvi aleh the aron. Since it protects the aron, havel lehu ohel umetame b'meis. It's considered an ohel. And if it's considered an ohel, then it's metame b'meis. You hear this? Mikomakom kasha, deich metame b'vlad atuma. Then he says, then Tosfos is in the bottom answer. He says, he doesn't give you your answer about a sheretz. I didn't think about that. Maybe a sheretz touched it. Because he quotes a Gemara that a zav or a zava touched it. But even if that's true, it's not a kli. Right? A wall. If a zav touches a wall, it doesn't make the wall tummy. What?
What if it was a standard curtain?
Right, so standard curtain, we said, it's really a kli because somebody will wrap themselves in it. That's not shayach in the Beit HaMikdash. Nobody's wrapping themselves in the peroches. What?
He just said
they used to title the peroches.
Exactly. Gemara's not talking about the Beit HaMikdash.
I know, Tosfos would ask the question. What about in the Beit HaMikdash? So Tosfos gives a second answer. He says that when they would travel in the Mishkan, they would wrap Caleb in the peroches. So then it's a kli also.
You talked about klayim a minute ago.
Yeah.
Okay, the Karnatim wore klayim.
No, but that's a special.
No. His question is, the Gemara asks, why is a vilon tame? If it's a curtain, it's not a kli. The answer is, because it can become tame. Okay, I hear you. Okay, we'll stop here. So tomorrow we're going to have the regular daf in the morning. It will have a siyum after davening. Regular daf, regular time. Then we'll have a siyum after davening. Then Monday and Tuesday we'll learn in the afternoons. I'm sorry. Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll learn in the afternoon. So let me just stop this.